Leave it at first. For a good like 2 or 3 minutes, it was just, I was kind of, the reaction was, oh, okay. And then when it sank in, it was crazy. I was so excited and overwhelmed, and I cried a little bit.
Summer, your dad told me about how you came upon luge as a sport. It was a trip to Ski Liberty, because after all, Baltimore and Glen Rock are not places where we get a lot of snow where you could build a luge track.
Right. Well, there's actually only 2 luge tracks in the United States. One's in Lake Placid and one's in Park City. But they built a fun little like snow thing just as a fun little publicity event, I guess, and to recruit kids. And I just started talking to one of the coaches there, and he suggested that I went up to Lake Placid to try out actual ice luge. And we decided to go for it, and I went up and tried it out.
How long ago was that?
That was 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
What is it about luge that attracts you? I mean, why would you want to lay down on a sled going speeds 80 miles an hour?
I guess I was a crazy person when I was 11, because now I don't know why anyone would want to get into it in the first place. But yeah, it was a huge adrenaline rush. I thought it would be a lot of fun. I like to ski really fast. I like to go go-karting really fast. So it just seemed like a great time, and it was.
What's going through your mind when you're speeding down the luge?
I'm just thinking about what's coming up next, the next curve, the next steer I have to do. Sometimes random thoughts pop into my head, but I usually try to keep those out.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, this firehouse connection that you and Kimmy have.
What's interesting is 2 of the people that work in this firehouse have an immediate relative that's going to, or has gone and is going to the Winter Olympics. So I don't know, must be something about firefighters just in the blood of their family.
And I understand you and Kimmy have never met, is that?
No, we haven't.
So, first time today. Now, you leave, you've got some competitions ahead of Sochi. Tell me a little bit about that.
I have 4 more World Cup events this winter before I go there. And I also, I'm young enough still that I'm competing in Junior World Championships. And from there, I'll be going to Sochi.
So where are you going before, ahead of Sochi?
I
mean,
I have 3 World Cups in Germany and 1 in Latvia. And then I have a Junior World Championships in Austria. And then I'll be heading to Sochi.
And you won the gold at the last Junior Olympics, is that correct?
Yeah, not in women's singles, but in the team relay event, I won the gold medal in the 2012 Youth Olympics. And actually, one of my teammates from that, there's 4 to a team relay team, is also going to the Olympics this year.
What did you think when you got that gold?
It was probably the most amazing moment of my life. The next amazing moment was when I learned I was going to these Olympics, so it was definitely, it was amazing, and maybe we'll repeat it.
And in terms of practice, I mean, how often are you practicing at this level? I mean, how often you're obviously not on the track today. I mean, you're training out of Lake Placid or Park City. I mean, how often do you get on the track to practice?
Right. Well, from the time the season starts, we're beginning of October, we're training every single day in Lake Placid, New York, until we go on the World Cup circuit, at which point we're on a different track every week, training and then racing. So other than home for Christmas, I've been on the ice just about every day.
What's it like racing at Lake Placid? I mean, you know the history of Lake Placid with the Olympics. I mean, you get a sense that you're in... What kind of sense do you get?
I guess nothing about the Olympics. I don't know. It's sort of home to me. It's where I learned to slide. So I've never actually competed in an international event there, but I think if I had an international event there, then it would be... I would feel like the Olympic Village power a little bit more.
Dad, tell us again how proud you are.
Oh, very proud. Very proud of my daughter. Very proud of the family. Looking forward to it. It seems like it's a long time away, but I guess it's only 40-something days away that we'll be heading out.
When you think your daughter's going to the Olympics, what?
Sometimes the thought of it's overwhelming. I just hope that her and her teammates enjoy the ride. It's a beautiful experience. I guess it's a very humbling experience to get to represent the United States. And that's in itself is an awesome experience, you know, to go with all these other nations and represent your country. It's something many kids dream of over the years. And to actually accomplish it and make it to the team, that's a milestone for her.
And Summer, one more time, how do you describe to other people how you're feeling about going to the Olympics?
It's a dream come true. I was one of those little kids that wanted to go to the Olympics, and so, that, like I said, I can't believe it sometimes that it's actually happening.